I appreciate Brother Jason Fox, a young preacher. He's the grandson of Brother Rule and the son of Brother Jamie. That ain't the reason I asked him to preach today. He preached for us last year, a couple of youth services, and the Lord laid him on my heart. I believe it was in October. I just told him after church one Sunday, I said, well, just be ready to preach the opening service on Sunday afternoon at the Taylorville camp meeting next year. Just thought I'd give you a heads up so you could be thinking about it. He said he really appreciated me telling him that. But I appreciate this young man. He's interim down at Bright Light Baptist Church. I think they voted on him or going to or do something. Amen. This coming next Sunday, they're going to vote on this young man. Appreciate him and his wife and the spirit they have. I want you to hear him gladly. He's going to preach to us what God's laid on his heart. And you open up your heart to the Lord. And Brother Jason, you come around here and carry out the service as you feel led. Amen. I love you, son. Appreciate you. Amen.
Got to take this time just a minute to calm my nerves down. I want to publicly thank God for the heritage that I have. What examples have been set forth? I didn't announce my calling to preach because my daddy and grandpa were. In fact, I feel like I fought it harder because they were preachers. But I thank God I'm a child of the King. Been washed in the blood. Set free. I thank Him for that. It's high time we wake up and realize that. In fact, with the Lord being my helper, we're going to preach on wake up, clean up, and dress up. Yeah. Turn your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. You've been seated for a little bit. Why don't you stand if you honor and reverence of the Word of God, if you're willing and able. We're just going to read these four verses. And the Bible says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Thank you, and you may be seated. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for the presence we've already felt. God, I empty myself and realize I need your help, your power, your presence. Fill your servant. God, we do ask. Touch every heart here this day. Ever help us to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and we'll give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Romans 13, 1 through 7 present the New Testament's longest instruction about the Christian relationship to the civil government. In fact, God has established three institutions. He's established the home, He's established the church, and He's established the government. Now, many Christians get messed up on this civil obedience. Paul tells us to obey. Yeah, obey. But he also tells us that anytime man's law tries to trump God's law, God always is going to win out. God's law overtrumps man's law every time. Now, the midwives in Moses' day and Daniel was a great example of going contrary to the government and going God's way. Paul was writing at the very heart of the Roman Empire. Paul was trying to convey a sense of urgency around the political situation of his day. He's telling the Roman church it's a critical time. I don't have to tell you that in America that you and I live in, we're living in a critical time. And it's high time that we wake up. It's high time that we clean up. It's high time that we dress up. Wake up, America, is the title of the message. But I want you to realize that the church has got to wake up long before America's ever going to wake up. It starts in the pulpit and goes to the pew. We got to wake up. Clean up and dress up. Three things. Wake up in verse 11. And that knowing the time. Now that's stating Jesus is coming. You know that to be true. In fact, Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. I've got a better home in heaven awaiting for me. Jesus is coming, but it's high time we wake up and serve Him, honor Him, worship Him, praise Him. I'm talking to myself. We all could have been shouting on the brother's prayers starting out the message. Yes. You've probably been, a lot of you probably been a lot like me. Had it all your life. I thank God I've had it all my life. Got a touch of it and ain't wanted anything else. In fact, I thought everybody worshiped like that until God called me to preach. Yeah. Some people don't like the Holy Ghost. Some people don't want the Holy Ghost. But there's a lot of you probably just like me, had it all your life. It's high time we get out of our complacency and wake up. Serve Him. Honor Him. I mean, I've got kids that need to see preachers preach. I don't believe God's done with this generation yet. I know Jesus is coming, but we got to wake up. Too many of us are like Peter, James, and John, sleeping when we should be watching. Lounging when we should be working. Steve said it earlier, we're in a spiritual war. And the spiritual war is over the five things. One, authority. God versus man. Which one are you going to give authority to? Yourself or the God of glory? I've often heard my dad say this, anytime a man gets involved in running the church,
he'll run it in the ditch every time. Because he's not submissive enough to give authority where authority is due. In fact, verse 1, anybody's got any power, God give it to him. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. We don't have any power unless it's ordained by God. And it's high time we put him in his place. Authority over our hearts, our churches, our lives. That's how we'll wake up, when we put God in his rightful place. God is the ultimate authority. In fact, he tells us the earth is his footstool. I'm glad I serve a big God. That's a big God to have earth as his footstool. He's got the whole world in his hands. We've been taught and preached and raised all our life, and we need to wake up and realize the authority of God. Then it's control. God versus Satan. A lot of us is letting Satan win. A lot of churches is letting Satan win. He don't know everything. Back to the first one, God has all the authority. But it's a battle. It's a battle of authority. It's a battle of control. And it's high time we wake up. It's a battle of truth. I'm glad God's word is settled in heaven forever. I'm glad it don't change. He's never changed. He's never ever going to change. And we're in the high time that we live in. And I'm not preaching against social media. But it seems like we can always give our opinions, whether they like it or not. But I'm here to tell you, God's word will trump your opinion every time. I don't know everything, but I know God's word's true. I know God's word will stand forever and ever and ever. And the only opinion we should have is based on God's word. Truth should win out every time. Truth versus opinion. And then the future. Revival versus ruin. It's already been stated. I thank God for what's going on in Burlington, North Carolina. In fact, if we'd wake up, it can happen in Taylorsville, North Carolina. I mean, that's what we need, revival. Revival versus ruin. It's not a political issue this country needs. It's a fresh breath of God. Jesus is the answer. Jesus has the solution. He's what we need and nothing more. And then there's people and their eternity. Heaven versus hell. Of course, I don't have to tell you and remind you that people in this country desperately need Jesus. But far more is at stake than a political party or a cultural preference. Eternity weighs in the balance. Now, I got woke up yesterday, got shook up just a little bit too. By the grace of God, me and my wife and my family was headed to Bible school at Bright Light. I would dare say 30 seconds to a minute before a motorcycle had wrecked as we was coming on the entrance ramp at I-40. You may have heard the story. The fella died. But by the grace of God, we wasn't in there. Yes, sir. But more importantly, eternity weighed in the balance. the most important thing that man could have was Jesus. Eternity weighs in the balance for a lot of people in this country and a lot of people you come in contact with. And it's time we wake up and tell others about Jesus. People ought to see Jesus in how you act. And then we get to clean up. Nobody likes to be told they're dirty. In fact, there's a lot of Baptists remind me of my son. He's wide open. I have to chase him around to get him in the bathtub, kicking and screaming. But once I get him in the bathtub, he settles down just a little bit. That's a lot like us. We give every excuse in the world to come to church. But when we finally get there, we're all right. We settle in. But when God really wants to start cleaning that heart, when God wants to really start cleaning that life up, just like my son, when I start putting shampoo on him, he's kicking and screaming, kicking and screaming. Church, it's high time we wake up and clean up. Set ourselves apart. People ought to see the church different from the world. They ought to see it. We ought to show it. We ought to live it. Clean up. Paul tells us we as Christian citizens should live in the light of the Lord's return. In fact, Christians are supposed to put on the armor of light. Those who have received the light must walk in the light. In fact, in Ephesians 6, it tells us to put on that helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Word of God. It's high time that we wake up and clean up. The world will take notice when people start waking up and cleaning up. I seen just a little bit on the news coverage of the Burlington revival. People's getting woke up down there. The world's starting to take notice of it. We could get woke up around here, the world will start taking notice of it. But we got to wake up, clean up before we dress up. I'm a landscaper. No way I'd go out there and work in what I've got on today. There's order to things. Wake up, clean up, then we dress up. I would dare say most of us cleaned up before we put on our suit and tie this morning to mount the pulpit. So we woke up, clean up, to dress up. Dressing up in verse 14, the Bible says, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for thee flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." This is a wonderful possibility and opportunity. I mean, to put on Jesus. When you get woke up enough, when you get cleaned up enough, you can dress up and put Jesus on, and guess what? You'll start looking like Him. You'll start walking like Him. You'll start talking like Him. And most importantly, you'll start acting like Him, and you'll share Him with everybody you come in contact with. But we've got to wake up and clean up to dress up. There's no other thing I'd rather put on than the Lord Jesus Christ. With God being my helper, I've got Him on now. I'm glad He can dress me up. He can dress you up if you'll let Him. In fact, He'll stay on you. You're the one that moves. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Putting Christ on means more to push away flesh and fleshly lust. Put away that worldly thinking. And put on the acts of righteousness. Jesus can live through us. Live in us and live on us. I'm thankful I serve a Savior like that. But it's us up to us to wake up, clean up, and dress up. The reason we have such a hard time putting on the Lord Jesus, it's because you can't serve two masters. That means you got to kick self out of the way. Let God do His work. Because He's willing and able. Now I'm just about through. And I thank God how He's met with us today at church. How He's met with us here today. If you didn't get anything out of the message, for God's sake, wake up. I've got kids that need to see churches on fire for God. I like to see churches on fire for God. And it's high time we wake up in this country and clean up and dress up. America's never going to do it till the church starts to dress. And it all hinges on the church. You know how you can have the best Taylorsville Baptist camp meeting 2016? Wake up, clean up, and dress up. You know the best thing you can do as a father for your home? Wake up! Clean up and dress up. By the way, since it is Father's Day, kids deserve to be around the Holy Ghost in the presence of God. They deserve it. I thank God I've been around it all my life. But I don't ever want to take it for granted. I don't ever want to be complacent about God meeting with us. I want to be woke up for my youngins, for this generation that needs to see preachers preach the Word of God. People need to stand on the Word of God. And it's high time that we wake up. One more verse of Scripture, and I'm turning it over. 1 Corinthians 15:34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. How about you today? It's time we wake up. People need to hear the gospel. They need to see Jesus in our actions. And it's high time the church wakes up. Because the country's not without the church. Amen.
Stand. The Bible says that judgment begins at the house of God. And it's exactly right. This country we live in will not get any help spiritually until the church wakes up. God spoke to your heart. We're singing the song of invitation. This altar's open. While we're singing, you listen to the Lord.
Page 330.